Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening, everyone. You are now tuned in and on frequency with Keith Rogers, transmitting here through the internet from Western Montana. Currently with 2 feet of snow on the ground, another 12 inches expected. 19.4 degrees here in Western Montana. Join us in the chat room on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room answering the phone, should you just desire to vent or anything else you might have gleaned from the corrupt system of things that we live in under today. The call-in number, of course, is 1-800-313-9443. The phone lines are open. I have a lot of stuff to get to tonight here, but I'm going to present a lot of stuff in a humorous way here, so I hope you bear with me like that, because I'm so sick and tired of this system. It's pathetic. Ask Granny. She'll tell you. I was going to play a long video here about the UN Security Council's debate to the future of Venezuela, but I've opted out of that for now, only because with a UN with the different dialects and stuff, a lot of it is going through translators and stuff like that. But basically what it says is how the Latin American countries are getting sick and tired of the U.S., intervening in their countries and using as a premise of their reaction to the failed Iraq, Libya, what they've done to Syria, and the list goes on. And of course, it was duly noted. And of course, this really upsets the United States because they don't like to have their little dirty, evil deeds exposed like that. But anyway. I have some weird stories tonight here for you, and I think there's a tie-in to some of them. But if you know me, I always research leads and stuff like that. I try to see a pattern, like where's this going and stuff, And this is where I've talked about who's arming all these groups to cause the immigration. We spoke about that before. Why? Of course, it's to cause anti-Semitism, as I've mentioned. And of course, this is why we have the rabbis and the attacks on kosher delis, synagogues, stuff like that. And then the rabbis telling everyone to move to Israel. And of course, what you got to do is get out there and type in on your favorite browser, Israel. Israel sells arms too, and you'll see where they're coming from. And mainly right now, it's Honduras. And with this flood down there in Latin America right now, and if they break out into a Vietnamese-style war over there, besides body bags coming back, there'll be a lot of immigrants coming too. Anyway, there's other news here. No, I'm not, Zappia, I'm not feeling good. But I do have a premise to that, and I'll get to that here later in the show here off of something a friend of mine said, but thank you for asking. The owners of the company that bought aborted baby parts from Planned Parenthood are arrested. Can you imagine actually trafficking in baby parts? And remember, the video that came out here recently that said these fetuses are kept alive until harvesting. I mean, it's absolute sickness. two wealthy Ecuadorian brothers who were principled in the Da Vinci Biosciences and DB Biologies, the Californian companies, fined in order to shut down for illegally trafficking worldwide in aborted baby parts it obtained from Planned Parenthood, were arrested by ICE on February 13, 2019. And why do you think they are so livid about shutting down ICE? Of course, who is trying to shut down ICE? Those Demorats? The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested Roberto and William Isis on February 13th. Representatives Norster Iglesias, and remember to replace my Y for, you know, a Spanish show, said the brothers were unlawfully present in the U.S. and had been transferred to ICE's enforcement and removal operations for deportation proceedings following their arrest. Of course, that made me wonder why they were being deported if they're being charged. But anyway, there's a good story on that on Life News. Thank you, Patty. You know, William Engel has a great article on his website there. You might want to read it there. It's What's Not Being Said About the Venezuelan Oil War. It's a very good read. And thank you, Patty, for bringing that up there in the chat room there. The Argentine prostitute who accused the Pope of complicity in child sex trafficking was found dead. This here is from Buenos Aires, February 23rd, 2019. I can't pronounce her name. It's Natisha Jait, an Argentine media celebrity who had accused this Gustavo Vera, a friend of the Pope Francis, of sex crimes, was found dead during the pre-dawn hours of Saturday at a resort near Buenos Aires. She had just tweeted that the Pope Francis was an accomplice in this. I mean, between that, you'll see what's coming in this other interesting stuff. Was no, Patty, it says they arrested him there, but it says they're being deported. So who's going to, under what crime statutes are they? The United States or someone else? I guess that's the question there. But anyway, it just shows to show you how much stuff has been going on behind people's backs and why children are missing. And you have to think of those, not only here in America, but worldwide, that have suddenly lost their children. I mean, the devastation, and I'll be talking about children here later on, because there's one article here that really pisses me off. It's almost like when Ralph said earlier, those lying bastards. I mean, I have virgin ears. They've never been screwed yet. But anyway, when you think of the absurdity that things have been going on and how people have been getting away with murder, that it should shock the people, you know. And of course, in this dumbed down society, you actually wonder if people are being shocked or not. The U.S. is at it again here with the Nord Stream 2 pipe line over there, which Russia and Turkey and those guys are putting in. And they said that they have various ways to obstruct the construction of the gas pipeline. And, of course, the banks are participating in the project may face sanctions from the U.S., while specialized firms responsible for laying and maintaining the pipeline at sea may also be fined. And, of course, you have to remember the premise behind this. The United States is claiming to be the number one world's exporter of oil and LNG gas. And it's that same oil and LNG gas that if you watch videos like Dutch Since and you see the massive amount of fracking wells and stuff across this country where they're injecting all those chemicals in the ground, poisoning the groundwater and stuff. And it's all for corporate profits. It's not for the people. And, of course, the corporate profits are still mentioned there because the people get sick. And, of course, you have all those prescriptions, doctor's visits, tests, all this stuff. Like that. They don't care about us, period. Anyway, I don't know if anyone else is – one of my Twitter followers and friends tweeted about this earlier. It's called the Cloward-Piven strategy. And it's a political strategy outlined 1966. Now, remember, the communist agenda was in 63 that we read about, by American sociologist and political activist Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven, that called for overloading the U.S. public welfare system in order to precipitate a crisis which would lead to the replacement of the welfare system with national system of guaranteed annual income. Oh, this is your universal basic income. And we see this flooding not only Europe, now it's in California, and they're moving this back over. Anyway, just as a note here, and this is through Wikipedia, that Cloward studied at a Hebrew college and Piven was a Jewish Russian. This is a portion of that Sea of Blood from archive.org, the communist agenda to take over this country here. Retrobates. Patty loves that word. Anyway, I cannot help being amazed at what levels of inhumanity we have arrived. Donald Trump calls openly to assassinate those who stand behind the legitimate president of Venezuela. Peter Cohen tweeted that. You know, it is a shame to see those like Granny's boyfriend, Marco Rubio, who is tweeting photos of dead Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein as a message to the legitimate president of Venezuela. I mean, now, if Iran was doing that towards a U.S. politician like that, would that be an act of war or something like that? I mean, do you see the absurdity in this, where the U.S. government is not going to back down? And sadly, those in the U.S. military, if they go down in there and it's like jungle fever, body bags will come home. Again, these aren't people that are... I mean, they're not stupid. They know exactly. Anyone who have listened to John Bolton, his open declaration that the so-called humanitarian crisis was actually for oil and the big U.S. corporations to go down in there. And you can go to YouTube and look for those videos. You'll see them. Open declaration. It's a theft of oil. And, of course, the big U.S. corporations do process it and all that stuff like that. This on top of not too long ago, where New York Post had posted that article about Donald Trump, where he says we may get a second chance to go back into Iraq. We know that Iran is still on the table there, and I have some other notes about that with that Secretary Pompeo. But this is an open thrust of the U.S. out to seize every oil field there is for big corporations. And as I brought out, the U.S. oil industry is only about 200-some-odd thousand jobs. It does nothing to really benefit the 330 million Americans or the X number of, 2 million or something like that in the armed forces that act as security guards to secure, seize, all this stuff like that. And, of course, the death and mayhem that comes behind it. You would think Americans would get tired of this. The Qatari government has hired – oh, this is interesting too here. This kind of hits closer to home here. The Qatari government has hired ex-Trump campaign staffer Stuart Jolly as a lobbyist for the kingdom in Washington, D.C. The former national field director for Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign was registered as a foreign agent of Qatar late last year. And Politico reported Saturday that Jolly had joined the list of allies of former Trump campaign managers – like Corey Lewandowski, that have forged his ties to Doha. And interesting about this Corey idiot, he's linked to the Jack Abramoff Indian lobbying scandal that happened a couple years back. And this is where they paid or grossly overbilled the Indian tribes, and secretly splitted the multi-million-dollar profits. In one case, they secretly orchestrated lobbying against their own clients in order to force them to pay for the lobbying services. And this amounted to countless $85 million scalped from the tribes and such like that. In the course of the scheme, the lobbyists were accused of illegally giving gifts and making campaign donations to legislators in return for votes or support of legislation. And we see this going on in Helena here with other tribal stuff going on in this area here. Well, you know, like I said, this kind of hits home for me. The amount of corruption won't bother many because, hey, you might be used to it like that. But I, who live on an Indian reservation here in Montana, and I have no problem with the tribal members and like that. A lot of them are very good friends. But when you see these casinos and also a car full of children in all types of inclement weather who are sitting outside while their parents are sitting inside their in the gaming casino, blowing their entire per capita check trying to win the elusive $800 jackpot, then unable to pay or buy the correct nutritious foods, and are reduced to living off commodity foods with high sugar contents and, of course, diabetes. It begs to wonder that people don't wake up to this stuff. And seriously, back in the 80s here in Montana and stuff, I don't remember any overweight tribal members and stuff. There's always a joke about the fat squaw and stuff like that, but that might be called races today. But when you hear your tribal friends call them that, or they're built like pears, But, the issue is we've watched not only here on the reservation, but across the United States. I mean, even watching these YouTube videos, I like to watch those stupid fails videos. And you see the kids today, they're not skinny young kids like we used to be back in the 70s and 80s and stuff. We were outside all the time. These kids are all sitting around either playing their games and stuff. And when they do get outside, they usually, like when they're jumping a stupid bike over a stupid little ramp thing, they bust the bike in half. That's how heavy they are. And, of course, we have the alerts from the U.S. military that 40% of America's youth is considered non-draftable because of their issues in weight. And probably medical issues that go along with that. So this is all a combined problem which resolves all by the corporate greed of those that want to keep people in a hopes. It's kind of like voting, going to a casino, You don't vote for your best candidate like that and hope they're going to finally turn something around. Or you're going to, well, it's digital nowadays, but you can still find some pull-the-handle type things. Remember, I'm from Las Vegas, so. But anyway, hopefully pull the handle there, stick a dollar in and win $500 or something like that. The old chance, like the saying that, the game is rigged. Like Donald Trump, how does a casino manager lose when the house always wins? Anyway, I promised Patty or Granny there to bring up a story earlier that we were talking about on global warming there. The Pine Island Glacier, PIG, is a large ice stream and the fastest melting ice glacier in the Antarctica, responsible for about 25% of Antarctica's ice loss. The area drained by Pine Island Glacier comprises about 10% of the West Antarctic ice sheet. Satellite measurements have shown that the Pine Island Glacier Basin has been a greater net contribution of ice to the sea than any other drainage basin in the world. And this has increased due to recent accelerations in the ice stream. Now, Granny, bingo. Scientists have discovered an active volcano heat source under Antarctica's fastest moving and melting glacier, Pine Island Glacier. The surprising find, published recently in Nature Communications, offers insight into the movement and melting of Pine Island Glacier. Of course, this is all usually tacked off to global warming and But if you want, Patty, I'll give you that link. But it's just going to show you, they keep doing this fear-type stuff there about how the Earth is changing. And yes, it is changing, but remember, we're experiencing colder weather. I mean, I was going to have some stories here later on here, but I guess I can get into them there, but I got a break coming up here. I'll just wait till after the break here. But it goes to show you here that, the Guardian ran that paper article here that about, a year and a half ago about the 91 active volcanoes. under the Antarctic there, which is the same area, again, no, excuse me, it's on the other side of Antarctica that is calving ice. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. I'll be right back. Radio, double talk is all you get.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're on Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana, still 19 degrees out, and we have Patty down there in Missouri join us on the phone here. Good evening, Patty.
Good evening, Keith. Of course, you
Bienvenidos.
Know you... Whatever. Buenos dias. You know what? I knew about that volcano, but I don't do much research into Antarctica. Most of my research is centered around the Arctic.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me about Antarctica, there's that treaty down there to basically where common folk can't go down there. You got to be in some specialized group.
Yeah, and then they keep Google Maps blocked out so you can't find anything.
Yep. Same thing with temperature. It'll give you a couple gauges from one area like that. It'd be like 171 below or something like that. They tell you the ice is melting, but they don't tell you. Like I say, how does ice melt below 32 degrees when it a volcano's under it? Well, by God.
Really? Well, talking about the Arctic, they're saying that the ice sheet is melting there too. But actually, the ice sheet is growing, as well as the polar bear population has gone from 6,000 to 25,000. And then they say, well, the ice is falling off in the sea. But you know what? It's a glacier. It's moving. And it pushes some of the ice sheet over the water. What happens when it hits water? It eventually breaks off, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know what I like, Patty, is like David Attenborough. He did all those BBC documentaries there where, you know, it shows, you know, and that's one thing BBC is good for is their documentaries. Forget their news, but anyway, you know, where they'll show like how salt is actually extracted from the ice and gets back moving into the currents and stuff like that to make the water salty again, and like that, you know, but how ice actually gets rid of its salt because I, you know, that's how you melt ice is with salt.
Right.
Nature.
Well, they're trying to tie this all into, like you said, climate change. Well, it was global warming, and that wasn't catching on, so they changed it to climate change. But, you know, climate has always changed.
Well, yeah, so we got Grand Canyon and everything.
Right. And just think, back in the Pliocene era, when the dinosaurs allegedly walked the earth and the vegetation was lush and green, huge. Well, carbon dioxide, CO2, was at 7,000 parts per million then. So I'd say the planet has cooled quite a bit, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
But they're wanting to blame it. They're wanting to blame it on carbon, CO2. But carbon is not causing climate change.
No, that's why they inject carbon in these greenhouse centers, and that's why they redden up your meat with carbon, you know?
That's right. And we are carbon-based. It's
that's
in
right.
our blood. We exhale it. Every living thing is carbon-based. And, you know, if you want to survive on this planet, you better hope there's CO2. And not only that, all these idiots wanting to reduce it to zero, do you know what that means? That means the entire planet will be covered in ice.
Yeah.
And, I mean, CO2 is like a fertilizer for the earth. You can't grow crops without it.
Well, I think spiritually or scripturally there, Patty, you know, where the Bible says that God is going to bring to ruin those reigning the earth. It's not us. It's these big, huge corporations that knock down thousands of hectares of trees every day that convert the CO2 to breathable air and stuff, you know. They're the ones that are poisoning the rivers and streams and stuff. It's not us. You know, it's these big
right.
corporations. And, of course, they always get the, you know, a little slap on the hand, a little fine like that. But the CEOs and stuff never go to jail for the thousands or tens of thousands of people they kill.
Right. And like that, I mentioned that, too. On Twitter, deforestation is causing a lot of problems. It's causing a lot of surface heat because the rainforests are the lungs of the earth.
Yeah, like Borneo, where they cut down those massive jungles down there and they put in these palm tree oil trees or palm trees for the palm tree oil. The trees are in a harvesting like an orchard. And of course, it means less vegetation, and that's what they're doing. They're stripping all the lower based, you know, carbon converting plants out.
Right. Well, I guess that aids their little climate change hysteria scam. You know, this climate change hoax is not based upon real science.
No,
it's driven by money, not science.
Yeah, there's that article about 50, I think it's 50-some scientists have come out and just called that whole thing a hoax.
Because it is.
Yeah.
CO2 is the lightest greenhouse gas there is. It's not the problem. CO2 does not drive climate or heat. It follows
right.
heat.
Well, hang on, Patty. I got a break coming up here. But, you know, this is just like this the refrigerators in Freon. They put another cheaper stuff in it and make the refrigerators break down. Remember these old shows? There's still refrigerators running on old Freon today. You know, it's commerce. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
talk is all you get. And you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Jedi fighters.
Anyway, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, and we're currently talking with my beautiful friend Patty down there in Missouri. Hey, Patty, you know, it snowed twice in Las Vegas this week. It's Flagstaff has received 35.9 inches of snow, which they say is an all-time record for February 21st.
Global warming.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, the storm dumped 40.3 inches of snow on it. You know, I was going to say, it's also snowed in California down there in the lowlands. And, you know, I remember growing up in Las Vegas. I remember it, I think, maybe froze one or two times down there. We used to ride our bikes to school. You know, it was usually so warm there that this algae-type stuff formed in the gutters there from the water running and stuff like that. But we'd always slip out, you know, or have the bike go out from underneath these just going around corners and stuff there. But rarely, I mean, the desert does get cold at night, but it doesn't get freezing cold like that. So when you look at the images of the Arizona, especially those beautiful cactuses or cacti down there, the plural cactuses. But anyway, with all that snow on them, it's beautiful like that. But But I'll say one thing. I love Montana, but there's nothing prettier than the desert in bloom. And if you've ever lived in that area, it's just awesome there. And I think of the Native Americans, the Navajo and stuff that lived down there, and how much they treasured their land and how close they were to it. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, back to climate change, we know the sun is the biggest driver of climate change. Climate has always changed, and it always will. Well, the sun right now is in solar minimus, which means we're not having very many sunspots.
That's right.
And plus, you know, the tilt of the earth has a lot to do with it, too. And,
Ken Stripen.
The clouds. Then the cloud coverage. It's a feedback loop. The earth has a natural feedback loop. And all this geoengineering, which I call them weather terrorists,
yeah,
are keeping the skies full cloud seeding and keeping the entire skies covered with clouds to block the sun.
That's right. And
so
Ken
these fools
about,
are going to...
Go ahead. I just say Ken is commenting about our magnetic shield is weakening too.
Okay. Well, these fools are going to keep on and keep reducing CO2.
Exactly.
And throw us back into an ice age.
Yeah,
but
look at it this way, Patty.
Are do.
I have another story that's going to tie into this about how they manipulate things like that. But imagine this. The U.S. is securing all these massive oil fields and stuff like that, which are going to be used to do what? Heat the massive amount of homes and stuff as the weather gets colder and colder, which is going to do what? Produce what? More CO2?
Yeah, which won't hurt a thing.
Yeah.
We need CO2.
Yeah.
Life on Earth has to have CO2 to survive. That's the point they're not understanding, or they don't care.
But, oh, I know.
You know, I've read a lot of the peer-reviewed IPCC science based on computer models. Well, the data that comes out is only as good as the data they put in. And
right.
Ice cores prove that they're wrong.
That's right.
Just like, who was it? Al Gore said by 2013, there won't be any ice.
Yep.
In Antarctic.
Yeah, 10 years, he said. Remember,
yeah.
Or the other article about, in 2000, remember the other article from the UK paper? It says, snowfall is a thing of the past.
Right. Well, he's in it for the money. He was paid $30 million to push these videos.
Well, your tweet earlier on carbon credits basically summed all that up.
Right. How are you going to stop global warming when the same people doing the polluting, the same corporations that are polluting, can buy carbon credits
right.
from people not polluting? How's that going to solve anything? And to me, these people are so arrogant that even think they can control the sun. That's what's so ironic about all this. Humans can't control this.
Yeah, I was prepping for my show there, Patty. I just want to let you know I wasn't ignoring your tweets. I was watching them go by, okay?
Well, I was busy. I was looped over into Marco Rubio and this Venezuelan BS, you know.
I heard he swings the other way, Patty. You might give up on him.
Foxtrot Union him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All this is based on lies. No different than Libya or any of the rest of the countries. We always attack countries that have
oil. Now, Patty, don't accept their crimes like that. They attack, not you, not we, not I.
Well, okay, right. I wasn't paying attention, but...
That's aiding and abetting.
Well, I don't. And if I had my way, I would go up. I would take about 10,000 people with me, march on Washington with big ropes. And I'd go in there and drag their butts out, and we would hang them on the steps.
Because that's
what they deserve. They're treasonous.
Yeah, that's what the Internet's designed for, though, Patty, is we sit here keyboarding. They're using all their AI to see what they can get away with like that instead of us being out there on the streets protesting. That's exactly what the Internet's designed for.
Right. And
that's why
and
Yellow
Vest.
The yellow vest movement.
They are, right?
Yeah, the yellow vest movement in France and Canada, down in Latin America, in UK. They don't want to spread to the United States.
Well, they got internet over there, and that's not stopping them.
Hmm. But I know, but it's distraction. That's why we're deluded. We just have all these delusion of all these sex crime stories and stuff like that, because sex sells in America. Forget about the tyranny and fascism like that, you know?
Distractions. Smoke and mirrors. All the world's a stage. All wars are bankers' wars.
Yeah, and also that's why Europe there, Patty, is going against memes and stuff. They want to crack down on the internet stuff, is because more and more people are waking up and they do not want this. But anyway, hey, on top of that, you've heard about that storm out there in the Northwest Pacific, haven't you? Its name is WUTIP, and right now it has 155-mile-an-hour winds. And this is one of the earliest Class 4, Class 5 category typhoons that have ever been recorded. And, of course, this is this massive displacer of the weather across here, whether it's what they want to call these polar vortex and stuff. You know, funny that name finally came out, you know.
All geoengineered.
Yep, and they keep cooling it down, and the Earth has got to, it regulates it. It's, you know, Patty, I'll tell you this. Have you ever been to Seattle or out to the ocean, like down Mississippi or Louisiana or Alabama or like that, you know?
Nope.
You sit there on the ocean like that, watch the waves come in and listen to it. It sounds like the Earth is breathing.
Yes. I've seen but I've never been there in person.
No. I've been to the California beaches and over to Seattle, but Oregon too, I guess.
And see, they talk about the oceans heating up, but they don't stop to think about the Pacific is full of Fukushima radiation.
Yeah, and Carl said a good... Carl sent me a good email on that this morning.
Well, you got to understand, all of that has a big effect on
butterfly effect. What you call that, butterfly effect?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the oceanic conveyor belt. You know, and the ocean's heating up. Well, could that be because Fukushima is still dumping tons of radioactive water into the Pacific, and the currents are carrying it right to California and the West Coast?
Ran, as Mike brought out, all that massive volcanic activity at Krakatoa and stuff, and if you look at the so-called El Nino, that entire warm waters comes from that exact area.
Right, and think about all the volcanoes on the ocean floor that are going off. And so CO2 is not the problem. I think people get it mixed up with carbon monoxide. Or
right.
What's that gas that...
That was it,
volcanoes.
Carbon. Well, volcanoes spew out trillions of metric tons of different gases, of sulfur and all this other stuff like that. You know, so it's, like I say, what are they going to do, Patty? Are they going to start taxing governments and saying, hey, your volcano's producing so much, you know? How do you going to stop a volcano?
They're going to tax us our air.
Yeah. And I don't know why they don't take people like Nancy Pelosi and throw them in those volcanoes there as some offer to the gods or something like that.
Really? Really? Well, I don't know if you've got any more callers or not, Keith, but I'll get off here.
All right, sounds good. I got a couple other stories here to run through here. But, hey, I do thank you for calling in, okay?
You're quite welcome.
All right, my love.
Thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, so anyway, as Patty's I was talking about this global warming and stuff like that, I have mentioned that I live here in Montana. And earlier, I think it was yesterday, I sent out a quick email to, well, actually it wasn't quick, but I sent out an email to quite a few in my address book there about Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, that the amount of heavy snows that we have received in Montana, we're averaging about 30 inches on the ground. North and South Dakota is between 40 to 50 in areas. Wyoming is closer to 70 to 80. British Columbia up in Canada here has anywhere from 90 to 181 inches on the ground. And my email was an alert as basically, are we being set up for another scenario like the 2011 floods that I've mentioned here on this network before? that they kept these dams and rivers or the dams at full capacity and or above. The government did. And then as the massive snow melt came, now we're having birds show up already. So spring is coming. So I think it's going to be a fast melt. Anyway, so are we going to see the Missouri River drainage as these waters start coming? Are they going to open up these dams again and cause another mass flood there? The last one was $3.8 billion, which it took out all that Missouri water area there. Those massive towns were flooded. Nuclear reactors were soaked, which then flood into the Mississippi River, and then from the Mississippi, all that flood damage there, and then down into the Gulf. And of course, with that, it took all the pesticides and chemicals from all that farmland and caused that massive algae bloom and killed God knows how many tens of thousands of fish, probably millions. And this was on top of the 2010 BP oil spill, which killed God knows how many aquatic creatures down there like that, you know. But is this being set up again to do this? And remember, most of the homeowners there lived tens to hundreds of feet above the flood of a natural river bank and had never expected having to buy flood insurance. They lost it all. And then, as we found out with Katrina and Hurricane the other one here, that insurers have made sure that people in high-risk areas cannot even afford it, afford insurance. And then we had the government itself, the Army Corps of Engineers, busting levees and stuff, which flooded additional homes and stuff, all to move the river, the amount of water coming down. Of course, who cares? It's just Americans. And then like Tom down there in Utah would say, they just put you in these FEMA trailers, let you die that way. Anyway, timing. What are we at, timing? Oh, okay. So now we get on some real news. I haven't said it yet. Let me just take a second. I'm so pissed off anymore here. My truck has broke down. I have no way to fix it. It's so much snow out there on the ground. Like I said, 12 more inches expected here. We've been having below zero. I think my lowest here has been, what, 5 below so far? Disability only goes so far. Can't get to a doctor. I've tried to change plugs already, but you got to take apart the whole side well of the tire to get underneath there, which removing a tire on snow and everything like that is kind of deadly in itself here. But you got to take this little cover thing off. Thanks, Kenneth. Yeah, but you got to remove this cover thing off, which is a plastic housing there, so that you don't splash water up onto your engine. You know, like that, but it's so brittle at that, so you can't get into it. I've got 3 plugs on it changed, but my engine's misfiring after 283,000 miles. And, of course, you can't do anything. Got turned down for a refi again on my house here because I need to do things around the house here, but I can't afford to do things around the house here, so I don't qualify for the loan. You know, so anyway, I'll take a I'll take a caller here. Chance over in West Virginia. Good evening, Chance. Hope you enjoy my story.
Taxing the air, like your previous caller said, is not that far-fetched. I don't know if you heard. They're charging a rain tax, mind you, in the state of New Jersey, and people could check this out.
Really?
Which will probably, yeah, I kid you not, which will probably be added to their property taxes. A rain tax, mind you. And that tends to make me think that since they manipulate the weather, I wonder if there's going to be more rainfall in the state of New Jersey in the coming years.
Well, Chance, all I can tell you there is that Russia is still offering free land in their eastern part. So,
yeah, it's getting so bizarre. People probably laugh when your previous caller mentioned that, but I wouldn't be surprised if they tax us for the air. If they could tax you for rain water on your property, then they'll probably tax you for the air that you breathe. This is how bizarre.
Yeah. Chance, when I was a kid, we used to go down to Circus. There used to be a gag shop inside there, but they had cans of Las Vegas air, just air in a can that you could take home and open it up. I mean, this is how ridiculous things are.
Well, leave it to the government. It's getting so bizarre. I would imagine people will flock out of New Jersey in the thousands, just like California in due time, too. They have the highest property taxes in the country already. The highest insurance.
Now remember, New Jersey. Remember now, Chance, in New Jersey, this is where I forget that. I want to use a bad word. That politician wants to give free college to all the immigrants.
Yep. Yeah. So you can imagine New Jersey will become the next California.
Yep. And like, say, my daughter, who's stuck with $20-some-odd thousand student loan, she'll have to pay that the interest on it like that. And here they're giving everyone else free school.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned, that other plan that was earlier, it's basically they're going to have to get down to universal credit, because with robots making everything and no one having any money to buy anything like that, they'll have to go to some credit-based thing to I'm on disability. I can't even make it on $906 a month. What's someone going to do on $1,000 a month with the lifestyles they want you to sustain nowadays?
How is the cost of living in your state? Is it that high? I'm unfamiliar with that.
Well, I don't shop much for other than food. I haven't bought new clothes. Actually, I bought a pair of pants and a shirt here about 2 weeks ago here, but I normally don't buy anything. I can't afford it. And, of course, I have to drive almost 50 miles into town. But, Chance, hang on. I got Jeff in Colorado there, so hang on. We'll be right back at the break here, okay? 1-800-313-9443.
It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk Radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Got to get in here short here, kind of come up to the top of the hour here. So, hey, Chance, go ahead and finish up here for about 30 seconds here, because I got another caller here. I want to get him before the top of the hour, okay?
Yeah, I got to thinking during the break. I would imagine there's only like a half a dozen fairly sane states left in this country to live in.
I have news later that will shock you, so I don't think that's true.
I don't know. It seems that way. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention one thing. Steve Voss, your opening song?
Yeah.
I bought all Steve Voss's music on cassettes. This is back in the 90s when I was in my shortwave listening days. Did you know that about 10 years ago, he was elected mayor of a town in a suburb outside of San Diego? I don't know how many terms he served, but they elected him mayor. I would say it's approximately, 10 years ago.
Reminds me of politicians, how many terms they should have served in jail. But anyway,
this is Steve Walsh now. Okay, now, good night.
All right, have a good evening there. Jeff in Colorado, good evening there.
Whoa.
Hello, over.
Keith, are you there?
Hold on. Yeah, hola amigo, bienvenidos y Estados Unidos.
What?
Welcome to the United States. Go ahead.
Hey, I was kind of curious about your first topic you brought up about fetal baby parts.
Yeah.
What kind of a market is there for that?
Quite a few. Remember, Planned Parenthood in America kills 800 babies a day.
Yeah, but what kind of a market is there for them baby parts? Do they French fry them and eat them, or what?
Well, remember, PepsiCo and those guys were caught using kidney cells and stuff for enhanced flavor enhancements for food. Rabbis have spoken out about it, that it wasn't kosher. I mean, you can do the research on this stuff. It's like Charlton Heston is screaming on Soylent Green, "There's people in your food!"
Yeah. Okay. Another thing I was kind of going to let you know that I lived in a truck for a long time, and I've been all over the United States and Canada and Mexico, and I remember distinctly going into Flagstaff, Arizona through 6 feet of snow in 1996.
Well,
they must have gassed all their records after that. And now they're
colder
saying, it's a record snow.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's getting colder and colder. It's already been said that we're headed towards a mini ice age. And by the way, you're doing it wrong. You're not supposed to live in your truck. You're supposed to live in a van down by the river.
And another thing, man, I grew up right outside a has-been. And I remember day after day after day in the winter when I went to work and it was, it's only 35 below, man. You can get out there and tough it out.
All right, I got a break coming up here, Jeff. You want to hang on or what?
Sure.
All right, we'll carry you over there. We'll be right back here. You're listening to RBN here with On Frequency Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443.
Talk radio. Radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart.
Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting.